Thank you for tuning in to Minot Today. I'm your host, Bob Timm. My guest today is Nick Dreyer. I'm sure many of you know Nick from his past TV experience or maybe from his current job as well, too. Nick took his lunch hour off to visit with me about a program that we're both involved with, Nick much more than myself, but it's at our church. Our Savior's Lutheran Church has a program put on by the Elder Board called Mercy Care. Nick, say hello.
How you doing, Bob? Hi, everybody.
Nick, I came to the Elder Board a few months ago, maybe it was about 6 months ago, and I came to see if we had a program at church that would help out a friend of mine who was incarcerated to get her a few things that she could have at the Ward County Correction Facility because she was what they would call indigent. Mm-hmm. There we go. And those items were food and some minimal clothing. And that was the first I had heard about the Mercy Care, although I've been attending that church for many years. Would you tell us a little about the Mercy Care program and how it came about?
Sure, Bob. That's kind of an interesting story because the way Mercy Care began was kind of a ugly situation we got ourselves into. I can't go into details about how it went and who we were helping, but we needed a program. Our elder board were getting a lot of requests for people that maybe needed some rent money, groceries, that have gone through horrible experiences, maybe a fire, something like that. Something tragic has happened in their lives and needed some help, and they needed help immediately. And our church really wasn't set up for that other than maybe organizing a fundraiser, but that takes time. So we said, hey, let's start this Mercy Care program. We had some money set aside from this other situation that didn't go so well, and we were actually bleeding money from this situation. We got that issue resolved, and then through God's help, we realized God's turning something, an ugly situation, into something beautiful. And we said, let's call it Mercy Care. On one Sunday a month, we ask for donations above and beyond what you tithe or you give. And that goes into a special fund that the elder board runs and supervises. And when these requests come in, we talk about them as a group of eight of us, and we decide on how we should proceed with that.
And again, with the situation that I had, we were all sticking our necks out a little bit in faith. And mm-hmm. That's what it was. We were really sticking it out for faith that this person truly wanted to change her life, and everything just looked so good as far as her attitude and what she wanted to do. Once she got back on her feet, she wanted to be able to go out and give testimony and so forth. And I'd love to say, and I can say, that we've had terrific results in this instance.
Good. And it is a step of faith with Mercy Care sometimes. We get people that ask for a donation for some money, and we don't know if it's going to do a lot of good. So some of that is about faith, but it's about mercy. God teaches us a lot about mercy, be merciful. So it's a hand up, not a hand out. We don't want to enable people and have this go forever. This is a short-term thing. This is emergency for emergencies only to really, but once we get a feel, if someone's trying to really turn their life around, we're going to be willing to help out more with that.
That was the case on the one that I brought to Mercy Care. And again, it's worked out well. And because of that case, I became interested in even starting my own ministry to indigent prisoners. And I called it the Noodle Ministry, and I mm-hmm. brought that forth to the Mercy Care Board. And it's wonderful that the Mercy Care Board has jumped on board with it and likes the idea.
Yeah. Here's why we love this story, Bob, because you were talking about this person. We helped her with Mercy Care, and then she really started to turn her life around and is doing relatively well right now. And then you remember how this Mercy Care began, and I said, God turns an ugly situation and makes it something beautiful. Well, this is exactly what happened now. This is a branch of Mercy Care that you're doing, and you are turning, she is turning something, something that horrible that happened in her life, she's turning into something beautiful and helping others. So when you said you're going to come talk to us about this and you explained it, how it works and the deficiencies inside the Ward County Jail, I was excited. And I know the Elder Board was excited to help you with this.
Yes, and we are going to make our first delivery to the jail either tomorrow or Friday. And what I'm talking about with the Noodle Ministry is that indigent prisoners go from their dinner at 4 p.m. till 5 a.m. without food. And other prisoners that can afford to buy a snack or whatever can. But these indigent prisoners, they go from 4 in the afternoon till 5 in the morning. And I know I could never do that. So the plan was to purchase ramen noodles at wholesale and to allow each indigent prisoner one package of noodles per day. And we're ready to make that first shipment. It's really exciting.
Yeah, I love this program because, you know, we're told to go inside the jails to bring mercy. That's where, you know, the darkest places, the light is going to shine the brightest in the darkest places. And imagine you being in prison, you have no money, and you are hungry, and you got to wait till 5 a.m. for breakfast, and you get a snack as simple as some noodles, and just that little bit of mercy. Now, we're going to have a sticker on there saying Noodle Ministry, crafty title that Bob came up with. I love it. You know, from Our Savior Lutheran Church, we might have a Bible verse on there. But imagine that little bit of mercy and what... Now, God has worked miraculous things through many people, many things, events. That little package of noodles could be the difference of saving this person from damnation, or, you know, giving him eternal life if he turns his life around, or she turns his life around. From noodles, Bob.
Just knowing that somebody cares about him.
Exactly, and that's what mercy is about, and that's why God talks a lot about it. I love Hebrews 4:16. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. I would say that time of need, you know, jail is a time of need for some of these people.
Absolutely. And again, I'm going to go back to the case that I'm talking about. People hearing me say that these are indigent prisoners with no money probably have a vision of somebody in the gutter or whatever, maybe even long term. But in this particular case, this person was from a fairly affluent family that believed in tough love, and they just wrote her off and just said, that's it. So even though her family had money, they had basically disowned her, so thus she had no money. And again, it's just made a world of difference in her life.
Yeah, a little bit of mercy. Look how much that has helped this person. And I don't know what the family aspect is. It's none of my concern, but sometimes you have to do that with tough love. I understand that. But again, this is where the church is really important and mercy is really important to fill some of these gaps with people who are down and out, who have maybe exhausted their family. This is where churches become really important because a church family, belonging to a church family, is really important.
Yeah.
And again, spreading God's love and spreading God's mercy through us.
Nick, I thought of another idea for Noodle Ministry.
Oh boy.
Only being a different noodle.
Okay.
Another prisoner had told me that the only thing, actually it was the same person.
Okay.
Told me that the only thing in the jail library was romance novels and westerns. And I thought, well, how about something for the noodle up in our head there? For the old noodle.
Yeah.
And I presented that to the jail staff, and again they thought, great idea. And we can bring in new, they don't want used, soft cover books for their library. And again, nowhere in what I had mentioned what's currently in the library was real inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
She thought that was a great idea, the jailer.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've got my first group of books, courtesy of KHRT Radio, of inspirational books
mm-hmm.
that I plan on
Good.
Taking over there with the first shipment of noodles. They're very excited to
Good.
Have them.
And maybe someone listening to this has an idea where to get some of these books. So
exactly. And again, they do need to be new books.
Okay. Yeah. Softcover new books.
Yes. Yep. Yes. I'm assuming hardcover could become a weapon. So
right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Nick, we're already getting close to time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got a little bit left.
Okay.
Yeah. The other area that the Mercy Care helped out with that I thought, again, was a bit shocking that this happens right here in Minot is that these indigent prisoners, they get a pair of underwear when they go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't afford to buy a second pair on laundry day, they got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And
so it's basic needs.
Yes,
exactly. It's basic needs that people need. We're talking about a small snack. We're talking about essential garments here. If someone listening can help us with that, that'd be wonderful. Mercy Care, we're small, but we're doing big things. And Bob's a good example of that. But who knows, someone listening out there could have another idea and help us out with this. And this is, again, this is where churches can fill some of these gaps, and that's what they're there for.
Exactly. And again, Our Savior's Lutheran Church Mercy Care has been approved to do this through the jail.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot take undergarments there, mm-hmm. but if people want to donate to this cause, they can send a donation to the church and market Mercy Care.
Exactly.
And that would be through a nonprofit, so mm-hmm. it should be deductible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Call the church if you hear this and can help. You know, I was looking at Bible verses about just mercy, and I love Galatians 6:2 here, Bob. And this is really sums it up well, I think. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
Wonderful.
Carrying each other's burdens. You know, it's easy to forget about people when they did something wrong. Let's build each other up in Christ's kingdom.
Exactly. Again, I'm really proud of our church's program, but this is a program that should be in every church.
Mm-hmm.
Really should. If you would like to know more about it, you can call me directly about the Noodle Ministry. Otherwise, as Nick said, you can contact the church if you would like to contribute to this program, this Noodle Ministry program. The Mercy Care Board has approved to fund for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be great if we could expand it and, like I say, add a few other items to this. But right now, we're limited on funds.
It's a beginning.
Yeah, it's a beginning. Nick, do you have any contact information you wanted to give?
No, I would just say, again, the Elder Board looks at this stuff very carefully. We all vote on it as an 8-member board. We have a gentleman who leads it. His name is Steve, and he is very resourceful, and he has a lot of knowledge in this area, so he's kind of our go-to guy on this. But you can just contact Our Savior Lutheran Church and if you're interested in helping.
That sounds great, Nick. I really appreciate you taking your lunch hour off to come and talk with me.
You said you were buying me lunch, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.